Hey, Dan Bongino here with a little extra bonus. There's a new way for you to listen to my content if you have an Alexa device. Every morning, we post what's called the Bongino Brief, a quick highlight of one of the biggest stories we talk about here on the podcast designed for your Alexa's flash briefing skill. Right now, you're going to hear today's Bongino Brief. And after that, we're going to tell you how to get the brief on your device.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. I really don't like lies and fake narratives, and I don't like repeating them, you know, like the collusion hoax and stuff. So what I do is I like to turn around those narratives and point out how when the Democrats are accusing you of something, they're typically doing it themselves. So the Democrats are now accusing President Trump, of course, during the debate of refusing to disavow white supremacists, a fake, totally fake lie, made up, read the transcript. It's just false, fake, invented human garbage pile stuff. So the Hat Tip Reagan Battalion on social media, Reagan Battalion put together this montage. And I want to contrast this with why the Democrats are accusing President Trump of being involved with refusing to refute white supremacy. It's because Joe Biden actually has a problem with actual white supremacists. We'll get to next. So now what we're going to do is we're going to take this narrative, folks. You know how we like to do this, right? Remember the wazoo? We don't know where the wazoo is, but we can guess.
Uh-huh.
I have an idea with them.
Yeah.
We're going to take their narrative and ram it right up their wazoo. Oh. You want to talk about white supremacists? Okay, let's have that conversation. But first, let's have the conversation about what has Trump done to fully condemn white supremacists? Well, let's go to the videotape and just check what he's done. Hat Tip Reagan Battalion, play this cut.
Reject David Duke, rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK.
Do you want white supremacists to vote for you?
No, I don't at all. Not at all.
Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name
you
are
had
criminals
people,
and thugs.
And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists.
Because they should be condemned. Forcefully against hatred, bigotry, and violence. And strongly condemn the
nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
Any group of hate, I don't like it. Any group of hate, I am, whether it's what?
The Ku Klux Klan, I totally disavow David Duke.
But let's ask him for a 57,000th time, 57,672.6. Let's ask him again to condemn what he's condemned. Why are you doing this? Because you're media people and you just can't get enough with these phony efforts to tar Trump with the racist label, despite no evidence any of it's true, like the collusion hoax. More in a minute, but first.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. Let's take that white supremacist question. This is, by the way, wink and a nod to conservative media. We really should be asking that question of Joe Biden. Joe Biden has a really big problem with white supremacy. Oh my gosh, you can't say that. I don't have to say it. It's true. Joe Biden has spoke highly of exalted Cyclops man in the KKK. I didn't even know that was a thing. But Hogan Gidley, one of President Trump's excellent communication folks, went on CNN yesterday and finally started taking these people to the woods. You know, CNN, part of the Biden campaign. And John Berman, who's absolutely hapless, pretends to be a news guy, but can't even get out of his own way. Hogan Gidley finally started taking this question to them. We're not going to answer the white supremacist question anymore. It's obvious they're morons. Everybody hates them. Trump has refuted them 1,000 times, 6 different ways from Sunday. You're only asking it to create a fake controversy about a question you already know the answer to. Let's start asking the question of Joe Biden. Watch, this is fantastic. Hogan Gidley, CNN yesterday.
Do you have any idea, John, what an exalted cyclops of the KKK is? Because Joe Biden sure does. He spoke at a funeral for one and praised him profusely. Any idea who George Wallace is? Joe Biden sure does.
Yep.
He thanked the person who gave him the award for George Wallace's name. Any idea what a racial jungle is? Joe Biden doesn't want his kids to grow up in. Hogan. Joe Biden's record on race is absolutely disgusting.
Donald Trump was opening up his properties to African Americans and Jewish people while you were still in local television news, John. You know,
this president has a record of respect and understanding these groups like nobody else. I'm sorry, I'm not going to sit here and let you call the president a racist when he's the only one. He is the only one. He can defend his own relationships and he did in the past.
Good. Finally. You want to ask this question again of Trump for the umpteenth thousandth time? Here's the answer. How do you feel about white supremacists, Mr. Trump? They suck, like I've told you 1,000 times. Have you asked that question of Biden, who spoke at an exalted Cyclops' funeral? Is it Cyclopses? I don't even know. What's the plural of that? For a Ku Klux Klan member? Have you asked Joe about that? Folks, ladies and gentlemen, go to the internet. Search that. Joe Biden, Robert Byrd's funeral. Exalted Cyclops. Is that not a fair question? I'm reasonably confident that if you're an exalted Cyclops, I didn't even know it was a title, by the way, in the Ku Klux Klan, what kind of like structure do they have? You're a Cyclops and an exalted Cyclops? Like, he spoke at an exalted Cyclops' funeral. I'm reasonably confident if you're in the Ku Klux Klan, you're probably a loser. You're probably a zero. Everybody probably hates you, the same people, and you probably shouldn't have Joe Biden speaking at your funeral. But don't ask Joe Biden about that. John Berman. Hogan. John Berman's terrified. Oh my gosh, Hogan Gidley's telling the truth on CNN. Wazoo time.
Come on, man.
Take their BS narratives right up to wazoo.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, that was today's Bongino Brief. Here's how to get it and listen to it on your Alexa device.
On your phone or tablet, open your Alexa app. Click the hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner. Select Settings, then select Flash Briefing. After that, click Add Content. And use the magnifying glass in the top right to search for the Bongino Brief. Select the Bongino Brief, press Enable to Use, and you're all set. Then, when you're ready to listen, just say to your device, Alexa, play my Flash Briefing.